Okay, welcome back to another episode of DU Locker Room Talks. And this is a special number 13. I can't believe I'm even saying that 13 episodes have gone by. But this time around, we get to talk to Coach Regala. He's going to talk to us about him as an individual, his background with golf, memories that he has, upcoming season, and just getting to know him. So I'm going to let him introduce himself, and then we'll take it from there.
Hi, Mia. Thanks for having me on. I'm Bill Regala. I'm a member of the Board of Trustees at Dominican, have been for 6 years. Sit on various committees and chair the Building and Grounds Committee. And it's my second season as the head golf coach, and I was an assistant coach for one season prior to that.
Awesome. So, as I recall, you did play yourself as well, so talk a little bit about that.
Sure. I grew up in the city of Chicago, went to St. Rita High School, played all sports year-round like most city kids, was more of a hockey player, and couldn't really keep up with the financial obligations of playing hockey and then the logistics of getting back and forth from practices, so focused on golf and baseball. I played golf at DePaul University. Had the fortune to play for three really great coaches, two of which went on to be future World Golf Hall of Fame coaches. One, Jim Hardy, who was a former PGA player, and he's a Houstonian. He made a nice career for himself, international career as a teacher down in Texas. He was a great coach. And then Hank Haney, who later coached Tiger Woods for about 18 years. His first coaching job was an assistant at DePaul my senior year, so learned a lot from those guys. Didn't think much of it at the time, but here I am 40 plus years later still using some of their phraseology and some of their practice routines, so I guess it sunk in.
What was that like playing at a Division I level?
It was fine. I mean, it was a good group of guys. We mm-hmm. got to travel and play against a lot of, you know, bigger time schools with even much better programs. So it was golf's a kind of a cruel sport. It's a tough sport to play as an individual, and mm-hmm. even at that age, you understand what's needed to succeed. And it was great. I really enjoyed it. Kept in touch with several of the guys, and I became a better player in my 20s and 30s, playing competitive amateur golf through the Midwest until we started our family and I began traveling for my career, which was kind of what I did most of my career. So it was a good learning ground for me, and then I became a smarter, better player, you know, post-college.
Was golf always a part of your life? Because you did mention hockey, so when did it kind of become?
Yeah, it was since I was a little. I was the youngest of three boys. My dad was a very good player.
Oh, okay.
So we all kind of took to the game. I probably took to it the most, mm-hmm. and he would take us out on the course, and you know, when we were out of sight from the pro shop, you'd throw a few balls down and we'd hit them, kind of a thing. So he helped a lot of my childhood friends, who are still friends today, learn the game. So as grammar school kids, we would all play a lot together. So it was a important part of my life since I started playing sports.
Oh yeah, I bet. So since you've been coaching, what are some things that you've kind of used towards your coaching style? Because you did mention that you have used what you've learned from these three men that were obviously pretty impactful on you as well. So sure. Have you used anything from them?
Yeah, practice routines where you focus on different parts of the game, but also just the mental aspect of the game. They were very good at kind of preparing us to play competitively, and what this game, it's such an individual game. You're really out on an island out there. You don't have the teammates to pick you up. If you're having a bad day, you can still win. If you're having a bad day, you had a bad day. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure a lot of the players that have played for me, even at Dominican, are probably tired of some of the sayings I use that they used to say to us. So it's really kind of from a philosophy, psychological point of view, and course management, more the mental side of the game.
Very mental sport.
Yeah, it's such a mental sport, and that's what I remember most from those coaches, as opposed to, you know, certain aspects of the swing or something.
What made you want to take on the coaching job as a head coach?
Well, I remember years ago, when I traveled for business and sitting in on the campus of Rice University with a friend of mine and asked, what do you want to do when you retire, Bill? This was 20-something years ago. I said, I would like to teach and coach golf in college. And funny, the opportunity came. So I've always kind of been a coach at heart. I coached Oak Park River Forest High School for 7 years, then coached, my boys were athletes, so obviously coached all their, you know, most of their sports growing up. So that coaching's kind of been in me. Now my youngest son is a coach as well. So I think it's in us to really kind of help young players in whatever sports, and just with my love of the game and knowledge of the game, it's when the opportunity came, I kind of jumped on it.
As far as the future of golf here at Dominican, what would you like to do with the program going forward?
Well, it's a really exciting time. When I joined as an assistant, we were a very kind of experienced team, a lot of seniors and juniors. And so the fun part of it, the reason I kind of accepted the head coach when the head coach moved on, was the chance to kind of, you know, help kind of rebuild a program and bring in young people. And every coach wants to bring in their own recruits, you know, at some point. And so this fall, as an example, we'll be all freshmen and sophomores, which is very exciting. This spring we have a couple of seniors, and unfortunately we'll move on. Mm-hmm. But it's exciting for a coach to kind of lay the groundwork. We're continuing to expand the program. We added a golf room here on campus for indoor practice. In fact, we have our first formal practice this afternoon. We've expanded the number of tournaments and the locations of tournaments we played in. So just want to give the guys a, you know, more complete experience. And you know, in my career, I've always been someone that was kind of recruited by companies to help companies grow in the real estate sector. And so the challenge and the fun of this thing is, this position is to try to rebuild it and take it to, you know, a whole new level. Not doing this just to kind of keep it as it is. We want to grow it, you know, successfully, competitively. We're recruiting two of our recruits for this. Our number one recruit last fall was from Dallas. We have a transfer in from Indiana. Just this week, we committed and admitted a recruit from Missouri. So we're kind of expanding the reach of the program.
That's awesome. And I didn't know that about the golf room. That's really cool. So it's like a simulation type of thing?
Yeah, it's
awesome.
Got a sim.
I love those things.
We acquired the, I'm a member at Oak Park Country Club, and mm-hmm. they were building a new facility there. And asked, what are you going to do with this simulator? And they said, well, we really need to just get rid of it in some fashion. So we were able to obtain that. We have some other practice tools there as well. So it's great for the guys, just obviously with the weather in Chicago, with the weather in the winter, mm-hmm. they don't have to drive to a dome or something. It's literally, you know, right on campus. So it's definitely going to show its benefits.
Mm-hmm. Like you mentioned, this is an exciting time. So when you are recruiting, what are some things that you're looking for as far as beyond golf? Like, what type of men would you want on your team?
Yeah, that's a great question. Obviously, like, you know, good players.
Yeah.
But don't have to be phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And I've said it to Coach Rivas, who came back to assist me with the program. Him and I have really done a nice tag team for recruiting. And we really look for individuals with high character, obviously academics, student athletes. Student comes first. You know, the golf team has always had a strong GPA. It's obviously a smaller group, but my goal is to have all the players enjoy the game, develop and get better, but also graduate and have a nice career. So as a businessman, I try to help prepare them for that, my brief time with them. But we're looking for, you know, when I watch recruits play in tournaments, I'm looking more for just how they handle themselves, how they handle adversity. If they're a little bit, you know, too theatrical and dramatic, maybe they're not the right guy for us.
Mm-hmm.
We could help with the golf game, but the character and their academics and kind of the whole package is more important than just an average golf score.
Right. I mean, I also agree with that. I think we both talked about how this is a mental game too, so I think that you're looking at the whole individual, which is really important.
Right.
So kind of going off of your recruitment, so you said you had one in Dallas coming and then one from Indiana. So how does that look when you're recruiting? Because you are a smaller program. So mm-hmm. how are you trying to differentiate yourself from other programs that
maybe they're looking at? Kind of selling the whole Dominican package, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just the whole school, the reputation, and what line of academics they're in, if it's a nice match for us. That's obviously key. If it's programming that we don't offer, it's probably not the right spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, picking a school to play, most important, as I told my kids when they were being recruited, my high school guys, when I was coaching them, and being on the other side of the couch now, is you have to make sure the school works, obviously. You know, mm-hmm. golf is a bonus, right? So, you know, we're selling the whole Dominican package, the connection to Chicago, our reputation, our location, which is great, I mean, proximity to O'Hare and Midway and to mm-hmm. downtown. It's a unique location. So, you know, the biggest part of our sales job is the whole campus and the academics and what a degree can earn for you. The golf will take care of itself. They're either going to kind of like what me and Coach Rivas have to say, and we meet with all the players, but paramount to us is selling the whole Dominican experience.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't work for everyone. Some people like different type campus feels or what have you, and it's a match that needs to work for both sides.
Mm-hmm. I think to kind of go off of that, Dominican is known for, you know, our academic side as well, but I think that there is a good baseline of, you know, knowing that they have to do what they have to do here, and that's to get a degree, right?
Mm-hmm.
But also getting that bonus of playing their sport, but also having time for that. So that was a great point to make. So looking towards your season, what are some highlights that you guys have in the fall? Because I know the fall time is probably, like, really great for you guys.
Yeah, the falls, you know, we obviously play fall and spring.
Mm-hmm.
The fall weather is just much more cooperative.
Yeah.
The falls are beautiful here.
Mm-hmm.
In October, we could be 80 degrees playing in shorts and shirts. And in May, we could have ski caps on and mufflers. So, you know, last year, again, we had a few freshmen come in. I was really pleased with their progress. And, you know, we lost one senior to graduation in December, who was just a great addition to their program, just a great, great young man. And this coming fall, as I mentioned earlier, we've added, when I first came on, we were either 5 or 6 tournaments in the fall and 4 in the spring. This year, we're 7 in the fall and 6 in the spring. Just want to give the guys more opportunities to play. You get better in competitive environments. You know, practice is obviously crucial, but if you're practicing all the time, you get a little stale, and it's good to, especially for a younger team, to continue to play against competition. As freshmen in softball, they're going to be playing against seniors and juniors, which is a great learning experience, so I'm excited to watch that. So just further expansion of the program and the ability to train on campus with the golf room. This will be the first really true winter we have that, so that's exciting.
Yeah, I think
the guys are getting great use out of it. They don't need me to call practice there. I'm sure they're beating balls to their heart's content.
Yeah, I know. That's really exciting. It seems like you guys have a lot in the works, which is really great. I think to also just kind of go off of that, you know, I'm sure your players are learning a lot from you, but what are some things that you've learned from your players?
Well, as a coach, you learn something every day from each player. And the beauty of golf, they come from all walks of life, you know, geography and what have you. So you just learn how to continue to learn how to approach and handle different people, what buttons to push. Some people really like hands-on advice. Some people really rather not see you for the entire day during an event. And you kind of learn which player is which, right? So,
mm-hmm.
but as a coach or a businessman or as a father, you're kind of learning every day from your mm-hmm. students, your employees, or your children, things to do right, or when to push a button or when to pull back. So that's the fun of it with new recruits coming in and kind of you know, you're helping to shape a program with them, but it's really their program to build, which I've told them all in recruiting. This is your program. You're coming in as freshmen at a great time, and you could take it anywhere you want it to go. So
mm-hmm.
I think it's a good opportunity. And yeah, the fun of it for me is just being around the young guys.
Yeah, no, I bet. And I'm sure, you know, golf is a really fun, I mean, I play, and it's really fun. I've always really liked it. But for them coming in as freshmen, you know, they have these 4 years to really develop and hone their skills with golf. But I think also, I know we keep talking about the mental state, but it really helps them engage in that way as well, I'm sure. So mm-hmm.
Yeah, it teaches you a level of maturity and
yeah.
how to handle yourself, which I just saw in the business world is so key. I know it opened doors for me.
Oh, yeah.
Big time. Not because I was a pretty decent player, but people remembered how I kind of handled myself even as a younger man playing with older executives, and it opened some doors for me. So it's a great game to learn for every reason.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any favorite courses you've played on?
Well, I've had a great fortune of playing in a lot of great courses around the country and overseas as well. Probably if I had to play one round of golf, I'd go to Pebble Beach in Monterey, California. That's my favorite part of the country. I used to develop real estate in San Francisco, so I played it quite a bit back, 15 years ago plus. That's probably my favorite part of the country to play in. But I've been, played throughout Georgia, Texas, Colorado. Denver's a fun place to play. I played in Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
England. I was in England quite often working for a company. So
yeah.
I think if I had to name one course, it's the whole Pebble Beach and the neighboring courses out there. But it's a pretty long list to choose from. And I'm a member at Oak Park Country Club, which is down the road right here. And so that's obviously a fun place to play. And I've bounced around over the years locally. So
that's great. So I think we've gotten to know you, gotten to know a little bit about your players as well. So I think we should just leave it with, what is advice that you would give to a young student athlete, golfer that is looking towards their next 4 years here? Because you do have freshmen, so this is you speaking to them.
As I have in my recruiting pitches and meetings, student comes first. So
mm-hmm.
make sure that you never know any job or college, how it's really going to work out till you make the commitment and show up, right? But
mm-hmm.
Really do your research and come to the understanding this school and this campus works for you, academically it works for you. But then as far as golf, it's peculiar to golf, I tell everybody, find a place you can play. We like to keep our rosters on the smaller side, maybe 6 to maybe 9 players. As I tell everyone that we talk to is, you come play for us, you travel and you play.
Mm-hmm.
There's not an A, B, C, and D team, which a lot of schools have, and that's not a knock on anyone. It's just how we like to run things here. So I think it's important. 4 years feels like a long time to someone who's a freshman in college, but to an older guy, it's a snap of a finger. So I think you really should pick a spot that you feel you have, as long as you perform, you have a great shot to play. We're not going to be, bringing in 7 or 8 freshmen every year. That's not how we operate. So find a school that works, that you're comfortable with. Find a coach and teammates that you're comfortable with as well. And then find a place to play. And make sure you enjoy it. How many times I tell the guys when they're having a bad day, it's college, you're playing college golf. Life's pretty good. So don't let the game beat you up, because it sure does. And so I think it's kind of a summary of that. Make sure you enjoy it. It's a great time of life. Don't overthink it. And just put your heart and soul into it, and be sure to work hard.
Well, thank you for coming on today. And thank you to everybody listening. I'm sure we will be talking to Coach Regala again. And that's all for now.